News release. Office of Premier Doug Ford. The Ontario government is expanding access to comprehensive mental health and rehabilitation treatment for first responders affected by work-related stress or trauma, including post-traumatic stress injury, PTSI, by investing in the construction of Runnymede Healthcare Center's Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Center of Excellence for First Responders. This new funding builds on the $10.7 million the government previously invested to support early capital planning for Runnymede Healthcare Center's two new facilities. Today's announcement is an important step forward for Ontario's police personnel. The new PTSI Center of Excellence will provide much-needed mental health and rehab support for those who protect our communities. We applaud at OnGov and at MPP Kirzner for prioritizing their well-being. pic.twitter.com/bxbb6d0x5i. Police Association of Ontario, POW, at Polisasicon, January 24, 2025. We owe a huge debt to our first responders, who make incredible sacrifices every day to keep families and communities across Ontario safe, said Premier Doug Ford. By investing in mental health and rehabilitation treatment for first responders provided by the dedicated team at Runnymede Healthcare Center, we're helping give back to our brave women and men so they can access the critical supports they need. The province's investment will support the construction of two new facilities in the Greater Toronto Area to deliver comprehensive PTSI rehabilitation-focused programs and services tailored to the needs of first responders and support them throughout their journey to recovery. Services include mental health assessments, rehabilitation and residential treatment, virtual care, 24/7 crisis support, peer support and navigation support. In Toronto, the new facility will focus on providing rehabilitative services including assessment, intensive outpatient therapy, and aftercare, while housing recreation programs and facilities that encourage health and recovery. The new facility in Caledon will provide 40 residential beds to connect first responders to tailored and comprehensive treatment services. As a next step, the ministry is working with Runnymede Healthcare Center to complete planning and design for this project. A construction schedule will be confirmed once future planning is complete and the project is tendered and awarded. Ontario is proud to be home to world-class first responders who put their lives on the line every day to support and care for families across the province, said Sylvia Jones, MPP for Dufferin-Caledon, Deputy Premier and Minister of Health. By investing in Runnymede Healthcare Center's PTSI Center of Excellence project, our government is building on our work through the Roadmap to Wellness to improve access to mental health services, ensuring our first responders can connect to targeted, comprehensive supports where and when they are needed most. It is estimated up to 23% of first responders and public safety personnel suffer from PTSI, a higher rate than that of the general population. Once opened, the Runnymede Healthcare Center will provide care to 1,500 workers each year, accommodating 41,700 visits. Over time, this program has the potential to expand to serve additional volumes and frontline professions, improving access to safe, tailored and effective supports when and where they are needed. Getting our first responders access to comprehensive mental health support they might need at any given time is another way our government is taking concrete action to support those who serve our communities every day, said Solicitor General Michael Kirzner. This first-of-its-kind facility will allow them to receive dedicated treatment for post-traumatic stress injuries and ensure they receive the critical resources they deserve while they work to keep our communities safe. Through Your Health, a plan for connected and convenient care, the Ontario government is making it easier and faster for people to connect to care. In 2020, the province introduced the Roadmap to Wellness, a plan to build a modern, world-class mental health and addictions care system. The government continues to introduce and expand on innovative new programs to ensure access to connected and convenient care to support the health and well-being of all Ontarians. Quick facts. First responders and public safety personnel are eligible for mental health and rehabilitative treatment services at Runnymede Healthcare Center's Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Center of Excellence for First Responders and include police officers, firefighters, correctional officers, paramedics and frontline healthcare personnel. Through the new Mental Health Supports for Public Safety Personnel program, the province is investing more than $32 million to ensure first responders and public safety personnel have access to mental health supports. Over the next 10 years, Ontario's investments will lead to nearly $50 billion in health infrastructure across the province, building 3,000 new beds in addition to over 3,500 critical care, acute and post-acute beds the government has added since 2020. Through your health, Ontario is getting shovels in the ground for over 50 hospital developments across the province. Ontario is investing $3.8 billion over 10 years to fill gaps in mental health and addictions care, create new services and expand programs through Roadmap to Wellness. As part of Budget 2024, Building a Better Ontario, the government is building on its work through the roadmap by investing an additional $396 million over 3 years to improve access and expand existing mental health and addiction services and programs. Quotes: First responders face unique and extraordinary challenges in their work, often putting their mental health and well-being at risk to protect and serve our communities. By investing in the Runnymede Healthcare Center's Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Center of Excellence, we are ensuring that those who dedicate their lives to keeping us safe have access to the specialized care and support they need to heal and thrive. This is a vital step in building a continuum of care that recognizes the sacrifices made by our frontline heroes and supports them throughout their recovery journey. Michael Thibodeau, Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions. Our system fails to adequately protect first responders who are structurally exposed to traumatic events throughout their careers. We cannot have safe, healthy, and resilient communities without safe, healthy, and resilient first responders. It is time to serve those that serve their communities every day. The PTSI Center of Excellence will help navigate all first responders and their families to appropriate and timely access across the end-to-end continuum of care, from prevention, to treatment and return to wellness, throughout a person's professional career, and beyond. Connie DeJack, President and CEO, Runnymede Healthcare Center. Today's announcement marks a significant step forward in addressing the unique challenges faced by Ontario's sworn and civilian police personnel. Expanding access to comprehensive mental health and rehabilitation services, including the creation of Runnymede Healthcare Center's Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Center of Excellence, is an investment in the well-being of the brave men and women who ensure the safety and security of our communities every day. These facilities will provide the tailored care and support our members need and deserve as they navigate the impacts of their demanding and critical work. We applaud the government for prioritizing this essential initiative. Mark Baxter, President, Police Association of Ontario. Thank you, Premier Ford, for your steadfast support of the Runnymede First Responders Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Rehabilitation Center. Firefighters experience mental health challenges at a significantly higher rate than the general population due to their repeated exposure to traumatic events while serving their communities. The government's significant investment in this mental health initiative for first responders will enable the construction to begin on this one-of-a-kind center, which will provide critical support to firefighters and other first responders in need. Greg Horton, President, Ontario Professional Firefighters Association. First responders work in challenging and demanding environments. This will be a great step forward in addressing the needs of those with post-traumatic stress injury. The Ontario Association of Fire Chiefs applauds Premier Ford and the Ontario government for this important investment, which supports those who step up to serve Ontarians. Deputy Fire Chief Rob Grimwood, President, Ontario Association of Fire Chiefs. Paramedics encounter situations that put them at a high risk for PTSD and other mental health challenges. As such, they require access to specialized treatment options in a timely manner. These new mental health and rehabilitative treatment services that are tailored to first responders and frontline healthcare providers will ensure that those who serve the citizens of Ontario receive the care they require to remain healthy so they are able to continue to serve and care for our communities. On behalf of the Ontario Association of Paramedic Chiefs, we thank the Government of Ontario for their ongoing commitment to supporting the physical and mental health of paramedics. Chief Greg Sage, President, Ontario Association of Paramedic Chiefs. with the prevalence of post-traumatic stress injuries amongst paramedics and allied partners estimated to be at least twice that of the general population, the Ontario Paramedic Association supports efforts to provide access to rehabilitation-focused care and recovery pathways to those who are there for Ontarians during their most vulnerable moments. This boost in funding from the provincial government will assist the Runnymede Healthcare Centre's PTSI Centre of Excellence in its efforts to provide this much-needed access to specialized care to support, foster and maintain healthier first responder populations, translating into healthier and more resilient communities across Canada. Catherine Hambleton, Vice President, Operations, Ontario Paramedic Association.